Stars Over Stars by K.D. Wentworth. Chapter 1. The wind, skimming in from the Oleacan Sea, bore the scent of brine as well as a crash of waves breaking on the black sand beach below. Haoka Black Eagle stood on a crest of exposed volcanic rock and gazed out at the aquamarine expanse of water. The sky of this backwater world was a deep shade of green-blue, the sun a mellow amber. The afternoon sunlight played over the restless waves so that each at its peak seemed topped with diamonds. A strand of his mane escaped its tie and whipped around his muzzle. His ears flattened. Though he was Herinti, not human, his adoptive father had raised him far inland, on earth, in the restored Oglala nation. He had rarely encountered seas until humanity's war with the Fleck had assigned him to the contested world of Enchas II. Now, even 2 years later, the salt smell of a sea, any sea, brought back that brutal day of fighting. How the gaunt, chitinous Fleck warriors had advanced down the green sand and pinned his unit under impenetrable laser fire. He had taken a near-fatal wound that day, and subsequently had to learn to walk all over again. His breath quickened. His claws sprang free, and he had to force them to resheathe. Mitsu looked up, and he could see in his human partner's blue eyes that she remembered, too. Short and black-haired, deceptively slight for a soldier, she blotted sweating hands on her tan ranger uniform. It was still crisp and new, the latest cut. She was only 3 weeks out of rehab, and the shadows that haunted her for the last year still loomed in her eyes. She lowered her head and looked away. "You shouldn't have requested me."
"It's just a training run," Haoka said. "You could do this in your sleep. Once, maybe."
She sat on her heels, a small, forlorn figure, and gazed upland into the rich silver green of the tangled rainforest.
"No one with half a brain would trust me at his back now."
Haoka lifted his muzzle and let the wind ruffle his black fur. She kept returning to that, and he couldn't convince her otherwise. At any rate, Oleaka was not in the direct path of humanity's decades-long war with a notorious hive species, the Fleck. The enemy had landed here in the past, stayed long enough to damage the environment, as well as exterminate most of the native population of sentience, the timid Laka, and leave Fleck ruins dotted about the planet's 6 major island continents. 5 of the 6 were still poisoned with heavy metals and uninhabitable. Then, for some reason never apparent to human scientists, 48 standard years ago, they had left again, never to return. Perhaps this world was too difficult to transform. Fleck preferred their atmosphere thick and noxious, the surface temperature unbearably high. Something or someone in this deceptively lovely landscape had defeated them. Up in the tangled maze of foliage, a delicate 6-legged avian cried out and dove. A fleeing cloud of large, scarlet insectoids blundered into Haoka's fur. He swatted at them. Oleaka was every bit as hot as his native world of Ankhtan, but flagrantly humid, where he had been dry. The air seemed thick enough to drink here and smelled so damn green he could taste it. Not a problem for humans, of course, who were much less sensitive to odors, but overwhelming for a Herinti like himself.